from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. An imprisoned Chinese recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize dies of cancer. Chinese human rights prisoner Liu Xiaobo died today at age 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer that made his death as controversial as his life. Liu, a Nobel Peace Prize laureate who spent his last 8 years as a prisoner of conscience, passed away at a hospital in Shenyang, China, where he'd been removed from his prison cell in the final stage of his illness. His final days were marked by a public dispute over the quality of his care and Beijing's refusal of a family request that he be transferred for treatment to the United States or Germany. Jean-Pierre Capistan, a political science professor at Hong Kong Baptist University.
Liu Xiaobo's contribution to China's democratization has been huge, in my view, because he's the first one who, in 2008, actually put together a charter, 08. It's a charter which is asking for a peaceful and gradual transition towards democracy.
Liu's reputation as an outspoken dissident had deep roots. His promising career took a drastic turn in the spring of 1989 when he cut short a visiting scholarship at Columbia University in New York City and returned home to join student-led protests in Tiananmen Square. His friend and fellow civil rights activist Hu Jia remembers Liu in action that fateful day. He says Liu smashed some of those machine guns and asked students to leave. The lives he helped save might have outnumbered the losses of the Tiananmen mothers. That was a great historic feat, he says. Following a violent crackdown known by Chinese as the June 4th massacre, Liu was labeled a black hand and he was jailed. Once again, Liu Xiaobo, Nobel Peace Prize recipient, dead at the age of 61, imprisoned.